Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In today's diverse professional landscape, encountering difficult personalities is almost inevitable. Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Difficult People by Renee Evenson serves as a vital toolkit for navigating these challenging interactions. This book, packed with over 325 strategic words and phrases, aims to empower readers to maintain poise and professionalism in the face of adversity. Evenson, with her expertise in customer service and interpersonal communication, distills her experience into actionable advice. The book is designed not just to handle difficult people, but to transform potentially negative encounters into positive outcomes. It's a guide that promises to enhance personal and professional relationships by mastering the art of communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding different personality types. One of the book's core topics revolves around comprehending the varied personality types one might encounter in the workplace or in daily life. Evenson delves into the psychology behind difficult behaviors, offering readers a window into the motivations and fears that drive such individuals. This understanding is crucial, as it lays the groundwork for effective communication. By identifying specific traits, such as passive aggressiveness, outright hostility, or evasiveness, readers can tailor their approach to each unique situation. The book emphasizes empathy and emotional intelligence as tools for navigating these interactions, suggesting that recognizing the human element in challenging personalities can lead to more harmonious outcomes. Secondly, the art of active listening. Active listening is highlighted as an indispensable skill when dealing with difficult people. Evenson teaches readers how to truly listen, to hear the said as well as the unsaid. This section of the book encompasses strategies for maintaining focus on the speaker, showing empathy, and responding in a way that validates the other person's feelings, even if one disagrees with their perspective. Active listening also involves asking clarifying questions and paraphrasing to ensure understanding. These techniques not only diffuse potential conflict but also build rapport and trust. Evenson argues that active listening can transform confrontational exchanges into opportunities for mutual understanding and problem-solving. Thirdly, strategic use of language and tone. Evenson dedicates a significant portion of her book to the strategic use of language and tone in communication. She presents an array of phrases and words that are specifically designed to de-escalate tensions and convey respect, even in the heat of disagreement. The choice of words can greatly impact the direction and outcome of a conversation. The book teaches readers how to frame their messages in a positive, assertive manner that commands respect without aggression. Evenson also discusses the importance of tone, how something is said often matters more than the words themselves. Through practical examples, readers learn how to adjust their verbal and nonverbal cues to foster positive interactions. Fourthly, setting boundaries with difficult people. Setting boundaries is a key theme in Evenson's guide. She stresses the importance of establishing clear, respectful limits in interactions with challenging individuals. This section discusses how to assert oneself, articulate personal limits, and the necessity of doing so from a position of strength and calmness. Evenson offers advice on how to convey boundaries in a manner that is assertive but not aggressive, ensuring that one's own needs are respected without escalating the conflict. This topic is crucial for maintaining one's mental and emotional well-being while preventing manipulative or toxic behaviors from dominating the relationship or interaction. Lastly, turning conflict into collaboration. Lastly, Evenson explores the transformative power of turning conflict into collaboration. She introduces techniques for shifting the dynamic from adversarial to cooperative, creating a pathway to resolution and mutual benefit. This involves understanding the underlying needs and interests of both parties and finding common ground. The book provides practical methods for negotiation and compromise, emphasizing the role of creativity and flexibility in resolving disputes. By adopting a collaborative approach, readers can move beyond mere conflict management to building stronger, more positive relationships, both in personal and professional settings. In conclusion, Overall, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Difficult People by Renee Evenson is a must-read for anyone looking to enhance their communication skills, particularly in challenging situations. Whether you're dealing with a difficult coworker, customer, or even a personal relationship, the insights and strategies offered in this book are invaluable. The emphasis on understanding, active listening, strategic language use, boundary setting, and collaboration equips readers with the tools needed to not only manage difficult interactions, but to transform them into positive engagements. This book can benefit individuals in diverse fields and walks of life, fostering healthier and more productive personal and professional relationships. If you would like to support Renee Evenson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.